Welcome to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast exploring the world of work and how creative entrepreneurs, storytellers, and rule breakers infuse their daily lives with creativity and curiosity. How do you clear your mind? A simple yet challenging question that I found myself pondering while playing guitar. There's so much going on in the world, so many tasks we need to accomplish, problems to solve, goals to crush, and subjects to learn. It seems like the more we fill our days with, the faster our brains fill, and the harder it becomes to focus, be creative, and produce innovative work. In this episode of Getting Work to Work, I'm exploring 5 ways I use to clear my mind. It's not an exhaustive list, but it is a start to helping you and me find a way to carve out time and space for our brains to work and find peace of mind. Show notes for this episode can be found at gwtw.co/767. While you're there, you'll also find the entire podcast archive, links to the short documentary series and weekly newsletter, and the latest merch to show your love and support for the show. Hey, it's me, Chris. I know it's been a while since my last monologue. With only doing 1 episode per week now, I have the freedom to choose whether I'm going to share a monologue or a new conversation, and that's helping me feel a bit of a newfound excitement for the show. It's not that I don't love producing Getting Work to Work, but sometimes you gotta do less to get more. I knew that this week I wanted to do a monologue, but I wasn't really sure what I was going to talk about. I mean, I've been reading some great things. Novelist is a Vocation by Haruki Murakami. I wrote about that in the Feed Your Curiosity newsletter this week. And The Land of Lost Things by John Connolly, both excellent books. And I've been watching some amazing documentaries in preparation for the next season of my other podcast, Beyond Your Imagination. So there's been a ton of input, which for me is actually a form of rest and recovery, because it has been an intense season of creation. So, not really knowing what I was going to talk about, I did the first thing that came to mind, which was sit down in front of my trusty 14-inch by 17-inch sketch pad, grab the pen, and I wrote, "What do I want to talk about today?" And you know what followed? Nothing. Isn't that how it goes sometimes when you're trying to be creative on demand and it just doesn't happen? So I tried something else. I picked up a guitar, fired up Logic Pro and the Neural DSP Archetype Gojira X plugin, and I just started noodling around the neck. No thoughts, just reflexes. Note after note, and once my hands started to warm up, I started to daydream. I pictured the drive I went on the other morning into the snow-covered hills. I stared at my bookshelves and imagined images and words floating in the air. And it was then that the idea started to form for this monologue. How to clear your mind. So much of life seems to be about input and output, stimulus and response, signal and noise. Maybe because most of the things we do now are algorithmic and programmatic, that it follows the idea of a repeatable formula with inputs that follow a process and out comes something unique. But we don't often think about the repeatable formulas that have been created for us. We just throw our hands up in the air at the algorithm and wonder what we have to do, what we have to input into the system to get what we want. I know I get lost in ideas and what they will become, and occasionally my brain gets full, which leads to distraction and inability to focus and a desire for outside stimulation. And when this happens, as it has been happening for me today and several days this week, the question then becomes, how in the world do I clear my mind? I'm going to answer that question by sharing 5 ways that I use to clear my mind. And the first thing that I like to do is go for a drive, but in silence. I love music. I love listening to things. I love being inundated with music and thoughts and ideas. But sometimes I also just love the sound of nothing. Tires on the road, you know, rain hitting the windshield, all of those things. And so by going for a drive, preferably not in traffic, because when you're in traffic, you're focused on, you know, what's going on around you pretty constantly. But there's something about those moments when you can just be at peace, staring at what's around you. Maybe it's something beautiful, maybe it's something different, that it unlocks something within yourself. On Monday, I drove up to Woodland, Washington, and headed east on 503 and started seeing snow up in the hills. And as I went further along the road, I became higher and higher in elevation and started to see snow on the side of the road. And there was no one out there. It was just me. And I just enjoyed just hearing the tires whirring on the road and the rain hitting the windshield, the trees dropping snow onto the car. And I was able to just kind of be calm. And that was nice. And yesterday I drove in silence, but I was coming up through Portland, Oregon after spending some time with a friend. And that's a different type of silence. That's, yes, the silence of making sure that, you know, people aren't running into me in the freeway, but you know, it's just that idea of just like, we're not really going fast, so I can just think. I can stare at the graffiti on the concrete walls and just enjoy this moment. So I encourage you, go for a drive in silence and see what thoughts come up for you. You don't necessarily need to write them down, but just feel how different you feel. The second way to clear your mind is to play a musical instrument, or pick up a pencil and draw, or just get out some silly putty and have some fun. And the idea here is not to write the next biggest hit or, you know, draw something that's going to be your next poster or something. The idea here is just to turn off your mind and let your hands, your body do something on its own. If you've got training in drawing and you don't have to really think about it and just see what comes up, sketching is great. Sketching doesn't relax me, but playing guitar does. So find that thing that allows you to turn off your mind so that you can just be. In a way, it's a form of meditation without formally labeling it meditation. The third thing that you can do is go for a walk, preferably in nature. I love this Japanese concept known as forest bathing. And it's this idea of walking in a forest is much different than walking in a noisy city. And it's a way for your body to reconnect with the environment around it, with nature, with trees, with the fungus and the leaves and the animals if they're around. And being able to just be again in silence, hearing the noises that are much different in nature than in the city. And you can just be at peace with yourself. I can just picture where I like to walk. And I hear my feet on the ground crunching the gravel until it becomes dirt and mud and just all of the leaves that fall on the ground that create a crunch or in some instances, a soggy mush sound of your foot going in and squishing out. So go for a walk. The fourth way that I clear my mind, this is a tough one, but I stop multitasking. It's so hard to do because whenever I get distracted, I want to go do something. I want to go see if an email came in or if Midjourney finished rendering or all of these things. And so what took 5 minutes took 15 because I couldn't stop multitasking. And then I start getting another idea and another idea. And my mind is now worrying through all of these things. And then after the worrying comes worrying. And then you start thinking and multitasking and all of a sudden, what was one thing now became 50. And my mind is cluttered and wondering what's wrong with it. So forcing yourself to, okay, I'm just going to do this one thing now. And picking and committing to it. That's when you know something is special. And your mind can have some freedom. Which leads to the fifth way to clear your mind. Do less so you can think more. This is a tough one, especially if you are like me and want to plan out your entire day, to have a task list that to many people might seem impossible. But it's when you can spread things over time so that you don't have to do them all in one day. And you can then allow yourself to spend time thinking, or in some instances, not thinking at all, and allowing your creativity to go on autopilot. That seems like a bad thing to say, but when we can let our minds go on autopilot, it's much more powerful than when we try to shape it and control it and put it in a box. I'm not a neuroscientist, but I've read some things about the brain that are fascinating, and that when we can let our mind be at rest, there's something called the default mode network that activates. And basically, it's the fact that our mind works behind the scenes when we rest. And so instead of forcing ourselves to do something or remember song lyrics or a song title, our mind will naturally figure it out on its own, which is pretty awesome. And that's why we have epiphanies in the shower, or remember a song title or something we said earlier in the day while we're in that liminal space between awake and asleep. So by allowing your mind time and space to clear itself, you help it figure out ideas and even what you want to do next. It's an amazing way to problem solve. And the five things that I've shared are by no means exhaustive. The challenge is for you to find what works for you and give it a try. But remember this, just because something doesn't work once doesn't mean you shouldn't try it again. It's kind of like meditation. It often doesn't work the first time, the 50th time, the 100th time, but that doesn't mean it's not valuable. Keep at it, and your mind just might show you the way. Until next time, may creativity, curiosity, fuel your life.